Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing to learn the seventh parak of Maseches Shviyas. Today we're going to be learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Beis and Parak Zayin Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that plants that have Kedusha Shviyas require Biur if they do not last in the ground. And our Mishnah now is going to deal with a situation where we have various produce that do last in the ground, and because they last in the ground, even though they have Kedusha Shviyas, that they have the Shemitah sanctity, they are not subject to the laws of Biur, because again, the laws of Biur discuss when something's no longer available to the animals in the field, but here we're dealing with various crops that last, that don't rot, and therefore the halachos of Biur would not apply to it. Says the Mishnah, the Od Klal Acher Amr, there's another important rule that we should learn when it comes to Shemitah. It says the Mishnah, Kol Shehu Meichel Adam, Umeichel Behema Umimin Hatsovin. Anything that is edible for human consumption, for animal consumption, or something that you could use to dye, Umiskayim Ba'aretz, and it's something that can last on its own in the ground. It won't rot. It will be sustained if you leave it in the ground. Says the Mishnah, Yesh lo shviyas uledam of shviyas. It has Kedusha Shviyas, and its money that you sell it for also has Kedusha Shviyas, the holiness of the Shemitah year. However, ein lo biur ve'ein lo ledam of biur. But it does, the laws of biur doesn't apply to it, and its money doesn't apply to it. Because again, we're dealing with crops that don't rot, and therefore they're always available in the field, so the laws of biur would not apply to these crops. Says the Mishnah Ezehu, what crops are we talking about that don't rot in the field? Ikar halof hashote, a wild aluf root. The ikar hadandana, and the root of a mint, v'akrabanin, v'achalbitzin, v'habucharia. All of these are different types of crops. We don't really need to go into such detail concerning them, as long as we understand the overarching principle that these are crops that don't rot, and therefore the halachos of biur don't apply to them. Umimin hatsovmin, what are the types of the dyes? Same thing, hapua, v'harachpa. Again, we don't have to go into such detail. You could look in the Bar Tanura for some of the more technical understandings of them, but again, the principle remains the same. Yesh lahem shviyas uledemehen shviyas. All of these cases, the halachos of Shemitah apply to them. You can't do business with them, you can't waste them. The halachos of Shemitah still apply to them and to their money, but ein lahem biur velo ledemehen biur. But the halach of biur doesn't apply to them, and their money doesn't have the status of biur as well, because again, these are things that don't rot in the field, and therefore they're always available for the animals, and you would not have to get rid of them from your home. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, Demehen Misbarin Ad Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir says that on a midrabbanon level, what should we do? And the halacha, as the Bar Tanura points out, is not like Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir says that the money of these crops, we should have biur applied to them, because he assumes that because they certainly have Kedusha Shviyas, and all money looks the same. It's hard to know, is this biur money? Is this Shviyas money? It's hard to know exactly where this money comes from, and a dollar looks like a dollar. So just to be careful, let's have all the money have the same status, and therefore biur would apply, according to Rabbi Meir on a Durabanan level, to these crops as well, even though the biur shouldn't apply to them. Beer applies to their money. Again, because the crops you might be able to differentiate, but the money you won't. However, Amrulo, the Chachamim reply to Reb Meir and say, no, Lahen ain beer, to their fruits, the halachas of beer don't apply because they don't rot in the field. Kalvachomer ledemehen. All the more so, there shouldn't be a halach of beer when it comes to their money. According to the Chacham, it doesn't make any sense that money should have more Kedusha than the fruit themselves, should have more holiness than the fruit themselves, and therefore we paskin like the Chachamim, namely, that there's no biur when it comes to these fruits or these crops, and there's no biur when it comes to their money as well. Okay, continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Klipe Rimon v'hanatz v'hanetz shelo. You have the peel of a pomegranate, or you have the blossom of this pomegranate, the blossom sort of like the greenish growth on top of the fruit, or klipe agozin, or the husks of the walnuts, the hagalinim, or the fruit pits, and so on and so forth, all of these different types of crops. Yesh lehem shviyas uledemehen shviyas. The Mishnah says that the laws of Shemitah apply to them, laws of Kedusha apply to them, again, no business with them, no wasting with them, and so on and so forth, to these crops. Continues the Mishnah, Hatzaba Tzoveh La'atzmo, and you're allowed to dye with them, you're allowed to use them for various dyes, just like you have the ability to eat such crops when they're Shviz, so too you can use them for the purpose of dyeing as well. However, says the Mishnah, V'lo Yitzba B'schar, but you're not allowed to dye them for money. If you have these nice dyes of these different types of crops that produce dyes, you can't charge people to use the dyes of your fruit, She'ein Osim S'chor B'peirosh Shviz, because you can't do business with the fruits of the Shemitah year. That doesn't only apply to selling the fruits themselves, but it also applies to selling their ability to sell their property, to sell their ability to dye. So you can't sell them for the fruits, you can't sell their dye as well. And now that we're discussing the prohibition of using various items for business, now we're going to take a little tangent for a moment, as we discuss a few additional areas of halacha, where you also can't use certain things when it comes to business. Says the Mishnah, Velo Ba'bechoro, so when it comes to a bechor is the firstborn animal that a person has. The Torah tells that such animals belong to the Kohen, whether they have a mum, a blemish, or not. If they're perfectly fine, then the Kohen brings them as a korban. If not, the Kohen still gets them, regardless, and they don't belong to you. You don't have the ability to sell them. You have to be able to make sure that the Kohen gets it. The Kohen can then do whatever he wants with it, make money on it, eat it, and so on, if there's a mum, but you have to give it to the Kohen. Velo b'trumos, and also when it comes to trumos, the portion of your fruits, of your produce, that you have to give to the Kohen also. You can't sell them. You must give them to the Kohen, and again, then he could do whatever he wants with it. But we're concerned that if we allow business with either a bechor or truma, then people are just not going to give the bechor or the truma to the Kohen, and they're going to sell them to non-Kohanim. So you have to make sure to give them to the Kohanim who deserve them, who get them. Continues the Mishnah, Velo banavelo, and you can't do business with a nevela. Nevela is an animal that didn't receive the appropriate shechita. Velo betreifos, you can do business with a treifa. A treifa is an animal that has certain blemishes, wounds, certain things that we know it's going to cause it to die soon. And also, treifos are also not kosher. Velo bishkatzim, and shkatzim are non-kosher fish and frogs and seahorses and other types of animals also that are non-kosher. Velo beramasim, and ramasim referring to worms or tiny insects that are found in fruit and so on. But all of these second group of things are all things that are not kosher, things that are not able to be eaten. And the halacha is that you can't sell them because we're concerned what's going to happen. You're going to sell them to a Jew who's going to eat them. The halacha is that you can't do business with anything that isn't allowed to be eaten. Now we're going to go back for a moment when it comes to Shemitah, as the Mishnah continues and says, V'lo yihye lokeach yarkos sada u'mocher bashok, and you can't pick vegetables in the field and then sell them. Once again, you can't do business. You can't make a profit on Shemitah produce. Aval hu lokeidu b'no mocher al yado, but what can you do? A little bit of a loophole. You can pick the fruit and then have your son sell it for you. As long as you're not selling it, then if you're having someone else sell it for you, then it doesn't look like you're doing business. Someone else is doing the dirty work. Someone else is taking care of it, not you. And therefore, by you picking it, we don't assume that it's like you're doing business with Shemitah produce. Finishes off the Mishnah. Lakach la'atzma v'hosir. If you pick various vegetables, various fruits during Shemitah, as you're allowed to do, but then you have leftover stuff that you're not going to eat. Mutter l'machran. Says the Mishnah, you are allowed to sell it then, because we assume that because your intent was to eat it, it doesn't appear like you are doing business with those foods. Now, we should just point out that in these cases, when you are selling, if your son's selling it, or if you're selling the leftovers that you have, the money is still holy. So you can't just use the money for whatever you want. The money, you can't invest the money that you have. It's still holy Kedusha Shvius money, but you are allowed to have that money nonetheless. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, discuss the important rule, the important discussion of various crops and produce that have the halacha of Shviz, they have Kedusha, Shviz, holiness of the seventh year, but there's no halacha of beer with them because they don't rot in the ground. If they don't rot in the ground, they're always available for the animals to eat, and therefore the halacha of beer doesn't apply to them. The Mishnah gave a bunch of examples of such animals and dyes that would apply to that. And then we just had a machlokas, though, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding saying, what about the money of these crops? Rabbi Meir said that even though technically the crops is no halacha of beer that apply to them because they don't rot, their money, says Rabbi Meir, should have the halacha of beer, because money, it's hard to differentiate and discern and know, is this money from shvis, is this money from beer? So let's just have all the money have the same status, have the same level, and let the halacha of beer apply to the money. The Chacham disagree and say, no, you can't have fruits that don't have beer, but their money does have beer, and we paskin like the Chachamim, and we would not apply the halacha of beer to the money of these fruits that don't rot in the ground. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, started with a few different types of crops, the peels of the onions, and of the pomegranates, the blossoms, and so on. Various crops that also, just to include in the halachos of Shvius and their money as well, have the halachos of Shvius. And then it discussed the fact that you're allowed to use these various produce to dye with them, but you're not allowed to charge other people to use their dye, just like you're not allowed to do business with any of the peiros Shvius. And then the Mishnah gave a bunch of other examples in other areas of halacha, where also you can't do business with them when it comes to various things that belong to the Kohen, and Bechoros, Trumos, and so on. You have to make sure to give them directly to the Kohen and not do business with them. And then various items that are usher to eat, such as Nevelos, Trefos, Shkatzim, and Ramasim, that you're not allowed to do business with things, because these are things that aren't allowed to be eaten, and therefore you can't do business with them. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that while you're not allowed to pick things and pick various vegetables and crops to sell them in the shuk, in the marketplace, you are allowed to have someone else do it for you, because there it doesn't seem like you're doing business. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that if you do pick some various produce to eat, and then you have some left over, you can sell it there as well. But again, it doesn't appear that you're doing business, because the intention wasn't to sell it. The intention was to eat it, and there's leftover stuff. But again, in all of these cases, if you do end up selling it, the money that you get from them have kedusha, shvius, have holiness of the seventh year. Have a great day.